The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is all about your mental wellness environment and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. It's the little things or sometimes larger issues that can take us off-road. Our goal is to inform and provide information that will help direct individuals to community resources that can help cope with life's mental health challenges. I'm Art Silva, and our show is brought to you by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, United Way Partner Agency. Boys and Girls Home has been serving the Siouxland community since 1894. Let me just introduce my co-host, Brenda Geisinger, Chief Operating Officer at Boys and Girls Home. Brenda, how are you living?
I am living the dream.
Getting close to
season, it is. I'm so excited.
Get out there and plant them and see what comes up. You always have a beautiful flower stories to share. So that's your passion. Season's coming.
Yeah.
So, listen, you want to introduce our guest today and what we're going to talk about? This might be a stranger to all of us.
So today we have with us Terry Dooley. She is the Executive Vice President of Development and Marketing at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. I have had the pleasure and joy of working with her for 35 years. She does amazing things, and she's here to talk about a wonderful project that we are working on.
Yeah, thank you for having me here. It's my favorite time of year as well, spring. I'm a birder, so watching all the birds come back is really exciting.
Okay. It must be awful when those hawks sweep down.
Look the other way.
Only kidding. No, that's not really fine. Spring. But anyhow, Terry, thanks for being with us today. And today we're going to discuss the Jenny Peterson Behavioral Health Campus. This has been in the works for a while. And I think folks that drive by the Indian Hills location have noticed the progress. So we're going to bring you up to date with that, what's going on and what to expect. So with that, Brenda, this is kind of like your business. So would you give us a little idea or a little history on the clients that you have served and the location history of the agency?
So the new project is really focusing on our residential program. Currently, we serve clients that are the ages between 5 years old and 18, and they live with us for 24/7. Some kids stay with us for a couple of months, some with us a little bit longer. And all of these kids have experienced trauma of some sort and are struggling with emotion regulation and just need a little help and expertise that we can offer in working with the families and the kids and kind of get things stabilized and then go back home, or we help work with foster families or adoptive families. I have been doing the job for 35 years. And every day is just a joy to see these kids and how we are helping in that family journey.
Well, we know it's not an easy job. And as you said, 365, 24/7, we have the children with us. The average length of stay is, I think, a little over seven months. We've had kids that have been with us a couple of years, and some kids have been with us shorter. But working with the family is so important. You've done a great job with that. So that's our background. We looked at this hospital building back in, I think, around 2000. It made the move over there, but here we are 20 years later, and it's kind of like we need to upgrade and move into something a little different. The building has served us well, so we're moving on. Terry, we've named this campus after Jenny Peterson, and for those folks in the audience, who was Jenny Peterson?
Oh, my gosh, an angel in our community. Is who Jenny Peterson and her family as a whole, to be honest. Jenny came to Sioux City because of Ivy P. Tyson with her husband, and she jumped right in when she got into town, wanted to be on a board, and she had an incredibly special place in her heart for children in particular. She joined our board, and I'm happy to have been sitting side by side with her for many years. Nearly 40 years she was on our board and helping in every way, shape, or form. She loved the kids, and she loved being able to come into the agency. The kids would run to her like she was a grandma or an aunt. There were many days that Jenny would cry when she saw the kids. She felt that passionately about what they had been through, and she really did want to help every single child that came to the agency. She even invited the girls that were living with us to her home every year, and she would do a party, a Halloween party that the girls absolutely loved. And Jenny would open up her house and just say, "Girls, any place you want to go, anything you want to eat, I'm here to help." That's how she was with everything that she did for the agency.
Well, she certainly has left quite a legacy behind, and we hope to build upon that. She was definitely an early champion of children, and she really cared. So from that, we've decided to move on with the campus, and the campus approach is something that is brand new to us because we're coming out of the old St. Joe's Hospital building, which, you know, is considerably older, somewhat institutionalized, but the building itself has just got too much for us to maintain. And I think going forward, a nice campus, reduce that stigma that's associated with institutionalism, renew this old campus here. This building has been empty for about 15 years since they lost their key anchor, and I think that was the Sunshine Grocery Market. So if you folks don't remember Sunshine, just think of the pony, okay?
Or the donuts.
Or the donuts, yeah, both, that's right. But we're moving on. So, hey, my name is Art Silver, along with Brenda Geisinger and Terry Dooley. You're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ. So let's continue our discussion on the new Jenny Peterson Behavior Campus. Brenda, we get into a little bit of the why, but what do I need for services?
I think in the last couple of years, there's more awareness about mental health and how to get people on the right footing and really kind of navigate that whole process. And kids are our future, and really making them great people. And every child has that potential, and sometimes just need a little extra help so they can succeed in school and find out what career choices or passions they have. I think what's been wonderful to see is how people are aware that mental health is important and taking care of that. And we help those kids navigate that whole process.
That's our residential treatment area. And we're going to move over now to the family services area. When we took on this project, we did it in two phases, two fundraising phases. The first phase was very successful, and we built the family services building. This is our outpatient department. So, Terry, you ran a very successful campaign for that, and now we have that one done. And now we're coming into the next phase of the project. So what did you learn the first time around?
Oh, golly. Well, I learned that our community is incredibly generous. I guess we all kind of, live here and wonder about what it would be like to live somewhere else. But I can tell you, for generosity, this community is at the top of the pile for me.
Absolutely.
So we raised just over $4 million for the first move that we made, and we're in the process right now of taking that second step with a second campaign, $6 million campaign right now. And Brenda, I have to tell you, I had the opportunity yesterday to meet with one of our former clients, and it is one of the most rewarding things anyone could ever. If you ever would doubt that Boys and Girls Home is not doing a good job, all you need to do is to come and get in touch with me, and I'll let you know the difference that we made in people's lives. This young woman yesterday told me she would not have been able to move on in her life had it not been for Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. So, very rewarding.
It is. I tell you, it's one of the most fulfilling jobs I've ever had, probably the most fulfilling job I've ever had, helping these kids. Well, your campaign was great. We opened up the Family Services building, I think, back in September. We did this during COVID. Another reason why we segregated the two operations. But we started a search back in 2015. 2014, I remember Brenda found the location here. She said, "Why don't we look at going down to Indian Hills?" And the rest is history. We moved our sub-store over. And I want to talk about the sub-store. It's doing absolutely fantastic. You don't have to wait for the campus to open. come and see stuff. Also, our yoga classes have been very, very popular. Again, this is pay-as-you-go, what you can afford to pay, but the Joanne Keene and Lisa Corbett have done an excellent job. Just recently, I think Kevin Keeman and Nini and Joanne, they played during a yoga session. It was extremely relaxing. We got something special up there. Pay-as-you-go, so yoga classes are Tuesday, Thursday, at 5:30, and Saturday at 9:30. That's all the stuff going on in the new family services. So I'll tell you, we're going to coming up on our break right now. So you continue your morning chill. Be right back with more of When Things Aren't Going right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva, along with Brenda Geisinger and Terry Dillon from Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. We're discussing the new Jenny Peterson Behavioral Health Campus. So with that, let's describe and talk about the new campus. You know the reasons why we're moving, cost, expense, neighborhood, a whole lot of things going on. The move and the time is absolutely perfect. We have a waiting list. And so I think moving the campus overall is going to allow us to treat more people, more young folks. And of course, as you know, out there, the Cherokee Operation Mesha. That has put a little strain on the mental health system within the state. So what are we talking about? This is a shopping plaza. How can you make a shopping plaza into a campus? Well, one thing we're going to have to do in our site program is tear about 2 acres of concrete and asphalt. That'll be coming up and replaced with green. You're going to see that happening, if not this fall, done early next spring. We're on schedule. We're looking to move in there late summer, early fall, get our children over there before the winter hits. An awful lot of things going on. We have a residential treatment area that has 42 rooms. We also have a school there. I'd be remiss if I didn't say this, that this is a clinical environment. So we have to live by the rules, taking the best care that we can of our kids. So while we're moving, and this is exciting, we always want to be sensitive that our children are not in a fishbowl. This is their life, and we're glad that they're going to be able to look out on green and more of a neighborhood than looking out hospital buildings, really serve the best time. So we're excited about this. It's creating space. The school is going to be a wonderful place for the children to thrive, not just learn. The new facility is going to have activity rooms in it for the children, 3 different units, a cafeteria. We'll have a community room. We'll get all back to that in a minute. We are excited. We're taking a space that has not been used 15 years and repurposing it. We'll be putting in geothermal wells. If anything, you've seen out there a lot of the well work. 84 wells driven 300 feet deep. And that's going to provide us with the geothermal heating and conditioning, air conditioning that we're going to need for the property. So we are going to go climatology and environmentally sensitive and do that also. So we're really excited about this. But Brenda, talking about the new campus, you want to describe the residential dormitories and the school?
Absolutely. So I think one of the fun things has been designing this, knowing our kids, what we deal with, but also making it home friendly and feel like a home, because that's what we want to offer, that experience. So in the school, there are classrooms, and each classroom can hold about 10 to 12 kids, so they're very small. So we can really focus on that student and give them the attention they need for their personal computers and laptops. And then we also have school furniture that will also help with a kid that can't sit still and keep them motivated and focused. The piece with their bedrooms, each client will have their own bedroom. So again, they can feel safe and have their own space and their own belongings with the furniture. And then there is a day room in each unit for the kids to hang out and do activities in a separate room, whether it's ping pong or putting puzzles together or just reading a book. It's really that home feeling. And so when you walk through, right now I was on a tour the other day, and you see a lot of steel beams because they're putting it all together, but you just see the vibrance that's going to happen. There's skylights to bring in that natural light. There's that geothermal that you talked about. It's just expansive. There's a mini-sized gym in there for the kids to play basketball or volleyball. And I think the exciting thing is we're also planting a garden outside so we can get that agriculture going. So I just can't express enough the excitement I have for all of it.
Something we're going to grow into. And, of course, we want to be great neighbors, not good neighbors. We want to be great neighbors. And so we'll be doing a lot of things that bring the community in. And with that, Terry, you want to talk about the community room and fundraising and how they can help us?
Yeah, and you know, one of the things, having gone through making the move to the old St. Joe Hospital building, we kind of moved into a space that was already developed, and we made it work for us. But the opportunity now for us to be able to come in and design, I mean, take all of the old stuff out of the shopping center and start over. And it is so exciting. It gives me goosebumps as I'm sitting here thinking about it. The Serenity Garden is something that I think will be absolutely amazing. Adding more green space, a place for our parents of our kids to be able to come and visit, because we like them to be able to, you know, interface with kids. And the community room is going to be open to the community. That's why it's called the community room. It's a really nice room where we can have meetings, have people come and, you know, maybe learn more about mental health, or maybe just have a meeting that they want to find a space to use the meeting place. So it's really exciting. I can hardly wait until we get this all completed.
Well, Brenda touched upon the changing attitudes right now regarding mental health, and we certainly want to do this in with our community. We hope to, once we get into the place and get things settled up, offer a mental health topic once a month, and then deal with us, talk about a topic, try to, you know, just educate the community on what's going on with mental health. Right now, with the children, we see boys have some major depressive items, and the girls are really anxious. This is a sign of the times, and we're glad that we're here to help families, help these children do this difficult. Combined with going into adolescence, it's tough. And again, remember, these children are traumatized. They are victims. They're not chronic disorders. They are victims. So out there, we find there's a lot we have to do in educating the public on trauma. What is trauma? How does it occur? How does it stay with you for the rest of your life if left untreated? So it is an exciting time for us, the whole Northwest area of Iowa, and what we're doing. Terry, what if someone wanted to help us? What could they do?
Well, they can certainly give me a phone call. I think I would love to be able to share. I'm happy to go out and speak to groups and do all kinds of communication, because I think it's really important. So you could call 712-293-4700 and ask for Terry, and you'll get me immediately. We also have a website, so you could go on the website, boysandgirlshomeiowa.org. You could go there. There are lots of opportunities for us, and I would love to be able to give tours when we get a little bit further along so that people can see, you know, the progress that we're making and get excited about it. And I really do think the whole mental health arena, with social media and everything that's happening with children today, the need is greater than it's ever been before. The suicide rates with adolescents just continue to skyrocket. And we're all working together, this wonderful community, to be able to address those issues and help our kids.
One of the newer issues that we're all surprised at, but really not surprised, is violence. Children are responding to violence. You know, in their own survey, in their own words, they fear going to the movies, going to the mall, all these things we took for granted as we grew up. They have some anxious moments about it. So things are changing, and we're here to provide help, not only with our residential treatment, but also our family services office. Such a great job with the young children. So there is help out there. We're looking to expand our beds by 30%. Looking at jobs. Brenda's going to keep you busy. You got a whole new...
It's a fun busy, though.
Fun busy. I love it. And I know you're really proud of it. Staff over. Terry, you talked about tours, so if somebody wants to go on a tour, we can certainly do that. It's not a problem. So I really want to thank the both of you for your help today. Before we wrap up, is there anything you want to add to this?
I just think that this is a project that has been a long time in the works, and being able to have it here and have it be available to this whole area of the state is a real benefit. So hopefully people will learn about it and they'll want to be able to come and get help, whether it's inpatient or outpatient.
Well, I certainly hope people take up on that. Brenda, you're going to have a whole new little community. I need a zip code for you. know? That's going to be great, but we're really excited about this. And we're excited about the changes it's going to bring to two neighborhoods in Sioux City. The neighborhood right there where the building is, the Sunshine Plaza, but also what we're going to do at the old St. Kilda Hospital, and that looking at housing and working with the city on that thing. So this is to be continued. So, again, we're coming up towards the end of our show, and every week we end our show with a joke. Humor is medicine for the soul. So since we're going to be dealing with construction and along those lines, we're going to do a joke on construction. So here we go. How do construction workers usually party?
I don't know.
They've always been known for raising the roof. Okay, there we go. Another dad joke. Well, it's been fun. Thanks, Brenda. Thanks, Terry. And thanks to our listening audience. I want to give a shout-out to Clinic Construction, general contractors on the Jeannie Peterson Behavioral Health Campus Project, on time, moving towards a late summer occupancy. Great job by great people. Boys and Girls Home and Family Services hiring teachers and therapists. Call our HR manager at 293-4700. The Stuff at Thriftique is now looking for part-time help. Call Terry Horsley or stop by the store and see what you can do. You make a little more, you get some discounts. It's a great place
have some fun.
Have some fun, yeah. So come on, that's the Stuff Store is looking for help. So you can stop by the store and talk with Terry Horsley. When things aren't going well, we'll return next Saturday morning right here on 1360 AM, 949 FM, KSCJ. Your homework? Go out and have a good laugh. Mind to your mind.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org, or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.